So for a while, people have said that COVID essentially was the nail in the coffin for live venues. Can they be revived, or is that really the end of that stage for artists?
I mean, I would say this is where the government really needs to step up with a bit more funding. I think if we don't have live stages for our bands to learn how to play and win over audiences, it's really, really tricky. I mean, yes, music's changed. Yes, people aren't listening to rock, but live music is such an important experience. It's a way that we can connect with the artists we love, with the communities we want to be part of. If you take the live away from music, you're losing almost all of it, I'd say.
I wonder how AI might compound all of these problems.
Well, we do know that there's a lot of artists using AI to create music, and there always has been, you know, particularly now when it's so expensive to get a band together and to record an album, and you've got software at the tip of your fingers that will help you build a band in a second. There is a bit of concern in the music industry, though, that AI-generated music might start replacing real Australian music. We haven't seen it happen on a big scale yet, partly because it's illegal. So advertising and TV shows that are paying money for Australian music, if they started just buying cheap AI-generated music, there would be legal consequences. But I spoke to somebody in the industry actually just yesterday who told me that it's definitely happening on a smaller scale. So maybe a marketing campaign on Instagram, somebody has pieced together music using software that they would have otherwise bought from an Australian artist. It's definitely happening, and it's something that is going to be an issue. Might not be the biggest issue right now, but it's going to become an issue.
Josh, your piece online poses this question: is Australian music at risk of extinction? I want to put that question to you both based on what you've been researching. Is it?
I mean, yeah, it really depends what we're talking about, right? Like, we've covered a whole bunch of things in this. We've talked about the decline of in-person music. And if both in-person music and the kind of music that we all hear en masse through streaming, through radio, are both in decline, then it's kind of hard to escape. So we need a revitalization of at least one of these, right? Like, it may be possible to have a music scene without a bunch of Australians breaking through onto the top 100 if there's a possibility for them to make money by playing shows at local venues or even festivals. But it's kind of hard to think of how it would work without any of it.
I mentioned a Temper Trap interview we have coming up. A thing that they have been doing in the meantime between albums is mentoring a lot of artists. And one of the members of the band, Toby, told our journalist that he was kind of shocked talking to new artists about how difficult it is for a new young artist to break through the way that Temper Trap were able to break through. The cost of living makes it really, really hard to be in a band that can work hard enough to be at that level. I don't think it's going to stop people making music, though. I think it's going to be a lot harder, but I think you're always going to have people who are making great music, and they're always going to find audiences who build communities around them. The issue is, you know, this is a multi-billion dollar industry for Australia, and it's not being treated like that.
Josh, Steph, fascinating insights. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
That was Guardian Australia's culture editor Steph Harmon and data journalist Josh Nicholas. You can find more of their work on theguardian.com, and we've linked to their latest pieces on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Lou Hill and Karishma Luthria. Sound design by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.